And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog or person, what would you say?
Sick.
What would you call a mixed breed dog or something?
A mixed dog, I wouldn't know.
Would you ever call him a mongrel or a feist or a cur?
Maybe, I'm not sure.
If a dog liked to bite, you might say the boy was by the dog.
Bit.
You might say that dog will anyway.
Bite.
Yesterday the mailman.
Bit.
The mailman had to go to the doctor after he got
bit.
In a herd of cattle, what would you call the male?
I wouldn't know.
Spanish matadors might do something with a red cape, and you'd call that, what's a big animal might have horns?
Bull.
And what would you call a female of this species of animals?
I wouldn't know.
What would you use to drive a cart with?
A car? A cart for what?
To drive a cart with. You might use a...
horses?
What would you call a little bull or a little cow? You might call that a...
Would
you call it a calf or something?
You could call it a calf. I know a calf has something to do with it.
What would you call a male horse?
I don't know.
Or riding animals would be called. Something you might ride, put a saddle on, you call it.
What's this?
Okay. You might say everyone here likes to... horses, likes to...
Red.
If a child went to sleep in a bed and found himself on the floor in the morning, he might say, I must have
fallen out of bed.
The things that you would put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road, what would you call them?
A shoe. I forget. I know though.
What about a game you play with horseshoes? What would you call that?
Horseshoe.
What would you call a part of the horse's foot that you put the shoes onto?
I don't know, forget.
It's kind of hard, and they can put the nails into it.
The little part's coming in.
So would you call that a hook? What would you call a male sheep? Maybe with big curly horns?
A lamb.
Could be a male or a female. What would you call a big burly sheep with big horns? And you might bite into things and things like that.